And like, I was like, oh my God, what, why would I do this to myself? And then I took my phone and I was like, oh my God, huge. And they were like, and then I felt so bad because they kept being like the rest of the night. Cause we were like, after the show, they were like, are you okay? Is everything okay? And I was like, sorry, it's just some crazy stuff going on.
She said, what?
How could they do something like that?
Are you serious?
What a thirsty MF-er.
Not good. She's absolutely dead to me.
That's because she died.
I'm Sterling Mulberry.
And I'm Blair Payton. And welcome to
Bad Behavior,
a morally questionable podcast
where two unqualified friends,
two unhinged comedians,
determine once and for all what is good
and what is bad.
Hello, and welcome to Bad Behavior. I'm Blair Payton.
And I'm Sterling Mulberry. In each episode of the podcast, a guest shares a morally questionable story, and we decide if they were in the right or the wrong.
Well, Sterling, I think you'll be very proud of me. So you know how I normally don't ever leave my apartment and I'm very closed off to the world?
Seems like a trick question. I'm like, oh yeah, totally you.
Well, this weekend, I actually did something very cultured that I don't normally do. And I went to what's commonly referred to as a museum.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
A mutual of ours was like, hey, we should go to the Met this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And my first response was like, oh, shit, I got to go to Brooklyn. Turns out the Metropolitan Museum of M-E-T. What does that mean? What is that T for? Or is the T short for Met? Metropolitan.
I think it's short for Met. Yeah.
Well, whatever. So that's like a walk away from my apartment.
Well, yeah, it's famously on the Upper East Side, as I've told you many times.
I know, but it's one of those things where if someone tells it to me, I have to experience it myself before it really sinks in. And I did.
Before you believe it. Yeah,
before I believe it. And so I just got to say, I feel very cultured. It's making me feel like I want to read. I don't, but it makes me feel that way.
Because you read so many like captions of paintings or...
Yeah, and those captions were long.
Oh, really?
They could have just said what it was called. They had to give the brief history. I was like, okay, I'm not going to be here that long.
Wow. Well, that's amazing. I'm so glad you got to kind of experience it, Matt, after living in New York, what, for 8 years?
Yeah.
Well, you know what I've actually been leaping into, which is really surprising for me? Luck.
Oh.
This past week, I have been so extremely lucky. I'm like, what is going on?
Okay.
I go to a concert on Friday night, Kacey Musgraves. We have, of course, nosebleed seats, okay? Mm-hmm. We're way up in the rafters. But it was still like a cool venue. You know, it wasn't like a stadium, whatever. But it was still pretty big, okay?
Yeah.
We're hiking up to those nosebleeds, okay? And the usher goes, are you in this row? We're like literally second to last row in the whole stadium. We're like, yeah, that's us. She goes, well, we actually have floor tickets tonight. Hands us wristbands. Sends us down to the floor.
Wow.
I was like, wait, what's going on? We had actually bought preferred parking because the regular parking was sold out. So we had paid $70 to park. Ugh. And I'm thinking, because I kept being like, what's going to be the perk of us being preferred, you know?
Yeah.
And I'm thinking she just felt that air on us that we were preferred parking.
Mm-hmm.
And she goes, you know what? These girls should also be preferred to go down to the floor. And we went to the floor. I'm literally like dancing and twirling around. I've never had such good luck. Apparently, they actually moved a lot of people down. I think maybe they hadn't sold so well on the floor.
So not so lucky for Kacey.
Not so lucky for Kacey. I don't know what her ticket sales were going like. But yeah, it was amazing. It was incredible. So I was like, wait, maybe everything's kind of changing for me. And yeah, I actually think it's because I have a dear friend in town. Shout out to my dear friend who is in town visiting me this week. And I think kind of having her around, I've been experiencing a lot of luck. And I'm like, wait, should we only just be together? Is that how my life is lucky? But she lives in Baltimore. So,
well, for now,
it's hard.
Maybe your luck will change. And she'll be like, listen, stuff is happening good for me as well when I'm around you. And I think we need to combine forces.
Forces. Yeah.
And so I think your luck is about to shift.
I hope. So I still have a full week left with her. So anything could happen this week.
Well, if you could, I would love it if you would send some of that luck my way because I'm still doing a fundraiser.
Oh, really, Blair?
Yeah, still doing that. Still begging for money. So yes, I have a short film I'm working on and it's about, I'll finally stop talking about this. It's only a couple more days. So if you have the opportunity and the big heart to donate to my short film, it's about me and my preacher father. Now that's a story. that is humorous. A gay son and a preacher father, what is going to happen? Well, you'll find out when you donate. There is a link in our description, and I would greatly appreciate it. There's no contribution too small. But if you're like, well, what is too small? I would say 100.
Oh.
Wink.
He looks right at me and he's like, too small.
That's the minimum.
Well, you could also go smaller than that.
You can, but if you need help, if you're like,
sure,
I don't know.
You're like, I don't know.
Hundred's easy.
Hundred's
it's
easy.
It's the most divisible number.
What?
I don't know.
That's making sense, but that's amazing. Well, I hope that happens to you and all your luck changes. But you know what is extremely lucky for us today is our guest. You guys, we have an absolute treat of a guest today. You probably know her from her work on The Righteous Gemstones, as well as many other shows that she's performed all over the US and even abroad at the Edinburgh Fringe Festival, like her show Marguerite this summer. Please welcome our guest today, Maggie Winters. Well, Maggie, thank you so much for coming on the podcast today.
Thank you so much for having me. My nieces and nephews are over and I got to avoid them. No, I'm just kidding.
Are they in the apartment right now? Or are they?
Well, I am in my parents' house. Yeah, they're downstairs.
So you could have a surprise guest come in.
I locked the door. I was like, I'm not making sure anyone's coming in here.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how much do you like them? Like 10 being the best.
I deeply love them. Like, I think they're so fun. I'm so glad not to be a mother. I got to say it out loud.
Okay.
Yeah.
What number would you attach to that, though?
Oh, that's great. I'll give him a solid 8. Is that fucked up?
That's still high.
Yeah, no,
I leave them for growth. They're still young.
Yeah, they're still little, and they poo themselves and they cry. So it's like, work on that part. And then
wait, how little are they?
5. What if I was like 10, 12? No, 5.
I was envisioning 10 for some reason. So when you said poo themselves. Like, okay, good.
1.5, 3, 5. The 5-year-old and the 3-year-old are potty trained, I will say.
That's amazing. Well, I'm so glad we got that out of the way. We always ask our guests what they would rate their nieces and nephews. We were talking right before this about a little thing called fundraising. I know you went to Fringe this summer. Did you have to fundraise at all or did you not have to do that?
Yes, I did. And it okay. is really tough to look someone in the eye and be like, I need money to do comedy. And they're like, huh.
How did you get through it?
Blair's in the midst of fundraising for a short that he's doing.
Yeah.
So that's what we were talking about.
I think you have to remember that people ask like for money for like way stupider things. So, and you're doing art.
Yeah.
People ask for money for just absolute trash. I mean, every other week online, I just see someone being like, I need money for my, and it's like, no, we're not. Like, I'm trying to think of a good example.
Well, you know what's so tough right now is like, so I'm doing fundraising. It's one of those websites where you have 30 days and you have to hit a certain percentage or you don't get it.
Oh, fuck that.
My diarrhea level is high. I would say if we gave that a number, 10.
10 out of
10. And so I'm trying to promote this short film. And at the same time, there's all these issues in North Carolina, you know, the flooding, and people are doing fundraisers for that. And I'm like, this is the worst.
Yeah. And we have another hurricane coming, Blair, so it's not looking good timing-wise.
I know, so.
Those people also need entertainment. Like, if their house is going to be fucked up, like, and they're in a random hotel, it's like, they need these short films. And at the end of the day, we're not nepos here, okay? We don't, like.
Yeah.
So true. That is true.
We're working hard because we're singers.
We're working hard because we're singers. So Blair did do one thing that I just learned about, and I wanted to get your take if this is something you would do to fundraise.
Okay.
And Blair, do you want to say, Blair reached out to a peculiar person to reach out to, to fundraise because he's trying to really have a wide net.
I'm at the point where all the fucks are out the window. So I had a devastating breakup 5 years ago. Okay. Now, the statute of limitations, I feel like, has passed. So I sent him an email and I put in the subject line, I wanted to put something there that would make him nervous. So I said, I need a favor. We haven't spoken in 5 years. And it was literally, hey, hope you're doing well. I don't care if he's doing well. Yeah. You know, and I was just like, hey, I'm doing this short film. I would love for you to donate some money. I would really appreciate it. Like, kept it very neutral. But in my mind, I wanted to be like, remember when I built your website for free? Well, pay up, motherfucker. So that was the intention behind it, but it was really flowery and nice. He has not responded.
I have a huge question. Is he rich?
He's not rich.
I don't feel like he was he?
He was doing all right. He used to skydive every weekend, and that's got to cost something. Yeah,
oh, that's some money. Yeah. Okay. Enough to, because I was like, what was the point of reaching out? Because if he was like some broke guy, I'd be like, that was crazy.
Oh, but no, no,
he
no,
has
no.
a little bit of money.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he's got a little bit of money. So I was like, why not? He could have grown. I doubt it, but.
Maggie, how do you feel about that? Do you think when you were fundraising, did you have to reach out to like randomistas? Like, did you ever have to stoop to reaching out to an ex from 5 years ago?
Beautiful life for me. I don't have an ex, and that's my journey.
Oh my gosh.
So I'll never.
I feel like you could almost count anyone as an ex, though.
I'll never be able to.
Oh, yeah. And they're my ex. I almost think you can count anyone as an ex.
Okay, thank you.
You've even thought of one.
In that case, ooh, no. I am. My parents have like a big St. Patrick's Day party every year. And there, it's really fun. But like the drunker, and that was like the first day that I like asked people for money. They always make me do stand up at it. And at the end, I was like, I'm going to Scotland and I need money. And I don't feel like I explained enough because people were just like, you're going on vacation and you want money? Like, what are you talking about? I was like, no,
I'm
doing.
Yeah, we'd love that too. Yeah.
And then like, it was like a lot of like, I wanted to like do it to my dad's friends who like I know have a little bit of money, not like super rich, but like enough. But then I feel like my friends are like, this like young kid was like, I have $20 I can give you. And I was like, no, it's not for, you're not the one that's supposed to be giving me money. And like, he was like, well, is mine not good
He's
enough?
He's like emptying out his piggy bank.
Literally. And then he was like offended. And I was like, no, I'll take it. But, oh. And like, I felt so stupid. And then like, yeah, the Venmo was, and then my, one of my dad's friends did give me like a good chunk of money and he Venmoed it to the wrong person, which the person sent it back, thank God.
Okay, that's amazing. Well, that's devastating.
Well, what's crazy is I like put my Venmo QR code everywhere, and then for some reason he Venmoed my dad. My dad doesn't have a Venmo, so he just picked the random name, decided to send it to
a stranger.
Seems
close enough.
I'm like, men are, he's just like, these grown men are amazing. But yeah, that was.
You can say it, they're idiots.
I had it, like, I drank a lot more than I think I usually do. Yeah, they're idiots. I had to drink a lot more than I usually do because I was like, suck it up. You need this money. You want to, you want to do this thing, then suck it up.
You got there.
When you were in Edinburgh, are you a coffee drinker?
Yes.
Okay. Did it not bother you? Every time I would go into a coffee shop when I was in Edinburgh, I just wanted a cup of coffee and they gave me an Americano.
Yeah. Did you do the Fringe too?
Yeah.
We actually did it together. We did sketch comedy in 2019 with Edinburgh Fringe.
Oh my God.
For only 1 week because we all did have full-time jobs. We couldn't leave, but we had an amazing time.
Wait, you had an amazing time?
Right, okay. Before COVID. Yeah.
Yeah.
But we only did 6 shows, so it didn't – my friend just did it as well for the full run this past summer, and she said it was good, but I think her name is Sarah Alice Scholl.
Absolutely.
Did a one-woman show.
Okay, cool.
And she said the amount of audiences, I guess, were lower because of the Olympics. So it was a little bit more of a struggle, she was saying. But how was your experience?
It was like, yeah, it was really hard. My show was way too late at night, 11 p.m.
Yeah, hers was like 10:30 and she was like, it was brutal. Yeah.
It should be like goofy, silly time. Like, and not that my show wasn't silly, but it's like one-woman show vibes of me being like, I was bullied. Like, you know, I'm not like that, but. And I feel like for 11 p.m. the crowd was like, just like roast us, and I was like, that's not what, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
but
they wanted more interaction.
Yes, the coffee thing. I am a cold brew girl and they don't know what that is.
No,
even iced coffee not. They're like, and like one time I went to a place and they're like, we have iced coffee. I'm like, great. They're like, we're out of ice today. And I was like, what do you mean you're out of ice? I was like, well, the machine's broken. They're like, no, we get a little thing of ice every day. I was like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Are you doing more with your show? And your show's Marguerite, right?
Yes, my solo show. Yeah, I'm going to do, I can't really say right now.
Oh, boy, okay.
More to come. The most annoying thing in the world to say, like, watch this space.
Yeah, that's good. I have always been dying to say that. Yeah. I can't wait for the day in my career I can say, watch this space.
When people on their when people on their close friends are just like, watch this space, I'm like, just fucking tell me. I text them on the side. I'm like, you got a special? What's going on? Or like, you're going to be on TV? They're like, yeah, but I didn't want to say yet. I'm like, okay.
Can you give us a hint?
I'm going to do my show again.
You might do it again.
Yeah.
That's amazing. That's cool.
Okay.
Wow. Okay. Well, we'll be watching this space avidly.
Watch the space in a huge way. It is also a thing of like, I did the show. I am actually also ready to be done with it at some point.
Totally.
I want to do something more silly, stupid. I got
sketch comedy.
I would love to do sketch comedy.
Yep. They're, people are eating it
one
up.
One woman sketch comedy.
One woman. Yeah, I start doing musical one woman sketch comedy.
Okay, Maggie, this is so random, but I did some digging and it seems like me, you're a bit of a summer house fan.
Yes, honey, I sure am. Yes.
I really got into summer house this past summer. I'm still trying to get Blair involved. But what
is it connected to the Vanderpumps? Is that a Vanderpump thing?
Well, they started.
But there's some crossover.
So okay. They start sometimes. The show by the Vanderpump crew visiting them in the Hamptons. They do one of those, and then the show of Summer House starts. But when you first watch it, you're like, I just want my Vanderpumps. I don't care about these people. But then after whatever 10 seasons, it's amazing.
10 seasons? It's been on that long?
It's amazing.
Yes, it's so crazy.
There's a lot of people that are coming and going. Like there's a few people that have stayed the same. I mostly got COVID this summer and so did a real deep dive for a couple weeks when I was on the couch. But I've decided, I think I'm not a huge reality TV show person, but I do think that is the one show, if I had to, gun to my head, go on a reality TV show, I'd love to do it.
That's but what I my answer is.
I wouldn't be able to flirt or kiss on camera, I think I've decided. So I think I'd be a boring cast member, but I'd be down to have fun.
I think I said it recently, some interview was what reality show would you go on? And I said would be the first fat person on Summer House because it's always the most buff people. And I was I think I would just be the funny drunk friend having and they'd pan over to me eating chips being she's a bitch. And that's what
you know. I feel like they need that because I feel like the cast right now is giving a little bit, I hate to be like this, a little older. They're really settling in. I mean, we actually have a pregnant person on this next season.
Yes.
I think for reality shows, if I had to join one, I'm very much into the Housewives. So same. I would try to be the gay friend to one of the Housewives that made a couple of guest appearances, but wasn't immersed totally in the drama because I do get anxious and diarrhea. So I would just be adjacent. And I could sass it up a little bit. I'm like, girl, you're so bad. You get them ready to fight.
All I imagine is you go to the bathroom and then they film the door and then it's like Dorinda being like, does he have diarrhea?
Sorry, she looked at me weird. I got nervous. I'll be right back. I'll be fun in a second.
Okay, well, we just have one final question for you before we jump into our game today, Maggie.
Of course.
It seems if my research is correct that you were born on April Fool's Day.
I sure was.
Do you believe life is a joke?
Great question. And the answer is yes, of course. Because I have to laugh because it's so sick and twisted, the shit that this life pulls on us. I'm like,
oh my God.
I'm always constantly really this is what's going to happen today.
Can you give us an example?
Well, I'll say this at Fringe. I had a really, really bad show one night. Four people staring at me. Four people staring me down. I'm like, should I leave? Should you leave? What's the deal? The next day I wake up, I'm like, I'm going to climb Arthur's Seat, which if for those listening that doesn't know, it's a little mountain. It's really hard. It was hard for me. I get to the top. On the way down, I slide on gravel, fall to the ground, sprain my ankle. This is supposed to be me getting up, climbing this mountain, feeling better about my shitty show. Instead, I sprained my fucking ankle. Then I find out that there was, of the four people that were there, one was a reviewer. A man who wanted to, basically, his article was like, should this woman die? Let us know in the comments. No, I'm kidding. No, it wasn't that, but that's what it felt like.
Okay.
Yeah. The reviewers can be really mean there.
And I had all positive from women, and then two men were like, we don't know if women could be funny even if they tried.
They're like, let's get them out of this. Yeah. This occupation.
What if this Fringe was man only? We're considering it. But yeah, kind of stuff. But then even on a higher level, you just have people who are like, I got cancer this year and then my dad died and then then my dog died. And you're just like, and for what? For who?
Yeah, that's too much. Yeah.
I don't know if you guys are are you faith people? I don't want to.
Well, my dad's a preacher. So
he's a preacher. We're familiar with faith. I don't know if we're practicing ourselves.
I'm not. But you never. I'm not. But because I didn't want to blast you if you were. But I just
no. We're not.
Sometimes I float in and out, like affair. Depending on how bad something is. I'm like, God help me. You
That's
know,
what
it's
I'm
kind of
like.
But you're not going to church, Blair.
Well, no, because I like to sleep in on the weekends.
My uncle's a priest, a Catholic priest, which
hey.
In a good way, and he's a good one.
Okay.
Oh
good.
Boy, but he. But it's like, I feel like people will be like, it's a lesson from God. I'm like, it's a lesson from God that my dog got ran over and thrown in a hole. Like, what are you talking about?
Like, no.
Yeah. That's what I mean by life is a joke for sure.
Yeah.
What if, I love if someone was listening and they're like, thought this was a funny podcast. I mean, turn it off.
Okay, well, Maggie, we have come to the portion of the podcast where we have a little game called Heaven or Hell.
Okay.
And this is going to be a game where we're going to present some various quotes for you, and you're going to decide if this is heaven, hell, or purgatory, if you're kind of indifferent to it.
Okay.
Now, stay with me. This will be kind of a walk to figure out the topic for today. But stay with me. Okay, so Maggie. You once posted an Instagram reel, and maybe it was on other platforms as well, in which you said, laying down is God's greatest gift. Chapter 10, verse 16,000, thou shalt lay the fuck down because it feels good. Mm-hmm. And inspired by that, we have written some additional kind of, I want to say commandments, kind of little rules to add, in which you're going to decide if we were to add these little rules to life in a religious way, I guess, if that's heaven, hell, or purgatory for you.
Okay.
Okay, great. Okay, Blair, do you want to kick us off?
All right, my child. The first one. Remember to observe Sabbath by practicing the holy ritual of swiping on Hinge for 45 minutes, becoming so depressed by the options that you ask your friends if you should apply to be on Love is Blind.
It's hell. That's hell on earth. Yeah, that's hell.
What would be a better revision to get it into the Testament?
I was on board when you're like, you should observe the Sabbath for binge watching TV, eating DoorDash, like that. Mm-hmm. But DoorDash, the second you said Hinge, my eye twitched and I was like, I gotta get out of here. How do I get out of here? I just deleted my Hinge, so I think it's fresh on the mind.
Okay. Totally. That's amazing.
So it's a little
good.
Triggering.
That's good.
I deleted it not in like a I found somebody way and like a, I can't do this anymore. I got a message from a guy. He said comedian ? And curious. And I was like, okay. Okay.
I deleted all my dating apps earlier this year, and then I wouldn't say a few months later redownloaded bravely, and then somebody liked me and sent I have to find the quote. He said, wow, must be going really poorly for you on here because I've seen you deleted your – I'm seeing you pop up again, which means you deleted your account and had to re-download. And then he quoted an old one of my like Hinge prompts. He's like,
that's
psycho. I guess we could go do blank. And I was like – anyways.
Oh,
and then
he has
I
to go
then
to jail.
Felt like I actually needed to delete again, but then I was scared I'd get caught, you know?
Right.
So
they're going out on Saturday. Wish him luck.
Yeah, I hope he finds something because that is a psychotic person.
I hope he finds love.
That's terrifying.
So anyways, it is amazing out there. Okay, number two. Thou shalt not text reply K to a friend.
Don't ever, ever send that to me. I will call you immediately and say, are you mad at me? What happened? It's crazy. My mom does it all the time. I will send my mom the most like emotional text. I'll be like, thank you for coming to my show tonight. I love you so much. I feel so supported. And she responds, K. And then she like, I know she doesn't know like that, but I'm like, girl, please.
Honor thy father, thy mother, and thy acquaintance from high school who post their entire wedding for you to follow and dissect.
Oh, heaven. Yes, I am following along. I'm judging every moment. I'm like, what the hell are you wearing? What the hell are you doing? What does your partner look like? I'm zooming in on their face. I'm laughing. Or I'm crying. Or the other way, which is a lot too. Yeah. I'm like crying, being like, why isn't it me? I like, this is
sure.
So beautiful. Love
yeah.
is real. Yeah.
Okay, your next one. Thou shalt not keep the window shade down when the plane is landing.
Ooh.
But I have strong feelings about it.
I feel very, because I'm a window seat girl. And I will say,
same.
I always do lift it up. But I also think it's my decision. I have the window seat. It's my decision. And I'm going to do it for you. But don't, if you start, if you get sassy with me, maybe I won't. Or if I'm dead asleep, sorry, I missed it. What do you want me to do? But most of the time I am. That's a tough one. I think it's right to put it in there, but I'm going to be sinning with that one for sure.
I mostly try to get window because I love to have control over the shade. Yeah. But I was just on a recent flight and I was like, we were on the descent and they were not putting up the window shade. And I was like, well, I want to know when we're about to hit ground, you know, as an anxious flyer. I'm like, because you don't know. They're going to be like, we're landing in the next 10 to 15. So it's like, well, yeah. I'm prepared, but I just like, I'd love to see that.
That's a good point. I
understand that I should have picked the window seat if I wanted the control. But okay, Blair, next one.
Covet not thy streaming passwords. Share amongst friends and family.
Heaven, heaven, heaven. Share. And they're trying to stop us. And they're little, they're sick
they're,
freaks.
They're trying like, to stop us so hard.
Is it everyone? Because right I know Netflix for sure is stopping people.
And they're adding commercials.
Apple will like always ask you to put in like a code. And then like my friend wants to text me the code. And then if they're not around, I'm like, what am I supposed to do? Not watch what the new Jake Gyllenhaal show that's old now technically. Oh. But
did you
watch that one?
Yeah. It was like
I've never been able to get myself an Apple password.
Deterrence or something? Or am I just saying a word?
It's definitely not deterrence, but I love it. presumed innocent.
Oh, I was close.
Is that what that means?
I don't know. I went to community college for
I went to state school, so.
Yeah.
Yeah. Your deterrence.
Drop it in the comments if you know what deterrence means.
Is it not just to deter, but is that even a thing? Deterrence is just like the noun of.
Well, he could have been deterring a lot with his cases, you know?
No one will tell me what deterring means, and I'm over here drowning.
You know what? It's a word.
I knew that.
The action. Oh, well, the action of discouraging an action.
Well, maybe he's discouraging lies to get to the truth because he's a lawyer.
He's a lawyer, but he's also on trial. We know this part. He's the one on trial.
No.
Well, yeah. That's lawyer. A new wrinkle.
I won't share any other spoilers.
Can't wait to see how he deters his way out of it.
Oh my gosh. Okay, Maggie, your last one today. Thou shalt not bring a boring significant other to a party.
Heaven, 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 please.
Okay.
And can we add significant other or friend?
Oh, yeah, totally.
Because if you bring, like, I talk about this, like, with my friends. I'm like, there are certain people in my life who, like, I love them deeply, but, like, I would never bring them to a party where they didn't know anybody because they would be at my hip, like, and I have to be like, okay. Like, and they're like, what are you guys talking about? And I'd be like, oh, my God. Like, I love a friend who you can bring somewhere or a partner you can bring somewhere. You don't see them for 45 minutes. You're like, where did they go?
Yeah.
Because they're talking. Yeah. They're like, oh, I just joined a game of, I was going to say Jumanji. That's not what I meant. Jenga.
That's why you haven't seen them for a while. They've been sucked into a portal.
They're playing Jumanji. Like, they're like, oh, I'm like eating dip. Like, they're just doing their own thing. Like, that is to me beautiful.
What fun party. Jumanji and dip? Hello.
You guys come over to the attic. What's
over there? Oh, God. Yeah. Okay. Amazing. Yeah. I believe that's heaven. I feel like I'm always talking about this, but I'm like, one of my personal vendettas is couples coming to parties and then only talking to each other. And I actually say this, stay home.
Go to a restaurant. Get away.
Go to a restaurant. I'm like, if you're just going to talk to each other and you're actually being weird if people come up to you to try to like chat. This isn't the space for you, especially if you've been with them for more than, I don't know, 3 weeks. Like, I guess if you're going on your third date there, sure, just like chat to
feels
them.
Feels like we've hit a nerve. Do you know someone that you want to shout out right now?
I actually want to shout out a lot of couples I go to parties with. I'm like, you guys are making this party so boring because there's no mingling. You guys are not getting involved in my game of Jumanji yesterday. I'm just kidding.
Exactly.
And you're not even eating the dip I made, you know?
Exactly.
And I'm like, go home. You're being boring. It's like you guys had to leave the house, but then decide you only want to talk to each other, which is cool. But I just say maybe go for a stroll then, you know?
And as a single person, if I go to a if I go to a party and it's all like couples, I'm like, oh, who did this to me? Like,
yeah,
I'm at a party. Unless it's like
a hate crime.
Unless it's like my close friends who are like married or in serious relationships and like I'm hanging out with them. But if it's like a party and like walk in and I'm like, there's not a single other person, like another single person here, like what was the point of me? Like, am I your little clown? Like, I don't get it.
Unfortunately, you probably are the little clown and they're going to be like, tell us a terrible date you just went on.
Tell us a joke.
The clown's here. I'm like, wait, what?
Everyone gather around. Bring the dip.
Stop playing Jumanji.
Well, Maggie, we've come to the portion of the podcast. It seems like you potentially have a story where it's hard to tell if you were in the right or the wrong. And Blair and I are etiquette experts, so we're going to help parse through if you exhibited good or bad behavior in this scenario. So whenever you're ready, you can launch on into your story.
Last year, I was doing a show, and this girl and her boyfriend, who I know through another friend, came to the show. And I recognized their faces, but I immediately couldn't remember a single name. So I was like, which I'm not amazing at names, unless it's like some, like, I feel like we need to meet a few times. I'll forget you guys immediately. I'm kidding.
Wow. And that's fine. That's totally fine.
No, your name's been staring at me the whole time. So if I forgot your names, that would be so twisted. But no, if I meet somebody drunk at a party, I've had four glasses of Sauvignon Blanc, like, and they're like, hi, I'm Zoja. And then I'm like, what? Like, probably next time I see you, I'm going to need to be like, and what's your name again? Which is, I think, fair. But this time I met them at a party where we spent a lot of time talking to each other. And we followed, and this is even tougher, we followed each other on Instagram. And I felt, I know, and they came to my show. And I felt very nervous because I was like, I can't remember either of their names. And then I had another friend, this is crazy actually that I'm saying this out loud, come over and was like, I'll just make up a name because I don't want to. They were like, hi, I'm Molly. Or they walked up, they were like, hi, I'm Molly. And I was like this, and I like almost started to say it. And then I had an absolute panic attack because I was like, I don't know their names. What am I about to say? And I had my phone in my hand. I went, oh my God. I was like, sorry, I just got the craziest text. Like, I got to be right back. And I walked away. I walked away from the situation hoping they would just talk to each other and say each other's names. And I walked away. And then they both immediately were like, are you okay? And I was like, sorry, I'm just like, got some really weird news. And then they were like, what's the news? And I was like, this is, if they ever listen to this, they're going to be like, she fucked. I looked down. I was oh my God. I was like, something happened with my neighbor. Like, I could not think of what to say. Like, I was truly panicking. But the thing is like, I thought, like, actually, this is what happened too. Molly didn't even say, I'm Molly. I said, this is Molly. So it was on me from the beginning. Because if Molly would have said, I'm Molly, it would have been totally normal for them to be like, I'm so-and-so.
Yeah.
But I said, this is Molly. And then I was like, I was like, oh my God, what, why would I do this to myself? And then I took my phone and I was like, oh my God, huge. And they were like, and then I felt so bad because they kept being like the rest of the night, because we were like, after the show, they were like, are you okay? Is everything okay? And I was like, sorry, it's just some crazy stuff going on. Like, I don't, and then I tried to like, kept like dropping it. And like, they would be like, finally, I did the genius thing of going to, which I should have done from the beginning, going to the person who we have in common, Instagram, looking through our mutuals and finding their names.
Yeah.
But like in the moment too, and I just remember being like, why would I choose to be like, got a crazy text? Like, especially because they were like, I was like, and then I like doubled down and I was like, why wouldn't they call me about this? This is not like, and the thing is they never asked for like, they weren't like, are they sick? Or I was like, just something's going on. Like, and I think about it like truly every time I see the girl's Instagram, every time I see like the venue that the show was at, like I have a panic attack because I was like, that was the stupidest thing I could have ever done. I think me being like, wait, sorry, I just blanked on your names would have just solved the whole problem. But I think because I had spent so much time with them, I was like, I can't do that.
Yeah.
Right. And they'd given you potentially money if it was not a free show.
Oh, I never thought of it like that. And now I want to die. No, I'm just kidding. Wow. Oh my God.
Wow. This, you know what? Well, this is such a classic story.
Yeah.
You know, this happens.
Have you gotten this a lot?
Oh, no. We've actually never gotten this on the podcast. This is Fantastic.
I've been in these situations before.
No, we've been in these situations.
Yeah. Well, I don't know what the answer is.
I will say, I want to commend you for going to that excuse. Because that is something I wouldn't have thought of, to be like, oh, I don't know their name, but I know I follow them or something or whatever. Because what I've done... See, fortunately, my friends know that I can be really bad with names.
Yeah.
So I have... They already... It's kind of... We have like a... Especially my friend Christy, we have a built-in knowledge where I'll just kind of look at her and then she'll be like, got it. So I'll be like,
oh, you do that face in front of the people. They don't notice you doing that.
Well, they're only seeing this side of the face. I'm only giving profile. And so I'll just be like this. And then she'll be like, I'm Christy. Or if I do the thing where I'm like, this is my friend Christy. And she'll be like, oh, so great to meet you. What is your name? She'll know to jump right in.
Definitely have friends like that. And Molly, who that's not her actual name. Because I do have friends named Molly, so I don't want her to think it's her. Okay. I don't think this person would have known, especially because I was like walking them around talking to them. I don't think she'd been like, you don't know her name. The boyfriend I cared less about. It's like the girl was like the one I was connecting with. But yeah, you're right. There are good friends who will be like immediately jump in.
So it sounds like you need to defriend this Molly person.
I need to let them know, like, I will never know anyone's name, please.
Yeah, you should know me better than that.
When you were at your show and you saw them, did you see them while you were on stage, or did you just see them after the show? Okay, so you didn't have like a moment backstage that's like, oh gosh, I'm forgetting those people's names.
No, because I would have looked up probably the Instagram. No, I was like, I went out to get a drink from the bar. It was like a separate bar from venue, and I was like, oh my God. And then I was like, hi, oh my God. Like, give him hugs. And then, like, I'm just completely like, I have to give a shout out to my friend Trevor from college, because he always never knew anyone's name, but he would either be like, bitch, or like, hey, girl. Yeah.
That's what
like,
you have
bitch
to do.
Bitch or girl, like, so. And they would just be like, oh my God, like, he knows me good. Like, no, he doesn't know you.
What up, you stupid slut?
Yeah. Look who the fuck is here. Like, I just need to just do something like that, I guess.
I want to, I guess, figure out the timing of the switching to the phone. Like, was it like, oh, this is Molly and this, whoa, I got a weird text. Was it like that slow? Or was it like, this is Molly, a weird text? Like, how fast?
It was like the first one.
Moving?
Like, it was clear. It made, like, my heart was
it was so clear.
Yes.
Sure.
Because I fully was like, what am I going to say? And I did, maybe I did think too that Molly would be like, oh, like, maybe I thought that she would jump in. Like, I don't know what I was expecting. It was, I truly never, like, my heart was like, and then being in my own lie, I feel like my, like, I was like, not like gonna faint, but like I was like, my head was like bobbing around, you know. I was like, what am I doing
now? I'm sure you talked to Molly about this afterwards. Did she like kind of recount what she saw? Was it kind of like she saw the color drain from your face, or did she notice anything?
I must have acted my heart out, because she was first of all died laughing. I was like, what do you mean? And I was like, because she's someone that was close enough when we were like alone. She was like, wait, what happened with it? And I was like, Molly 1000% made it up. She's like, what are you talking about? I was like, I didn't know the two of names. And she was like, why didn't you just say, like, I was like, I didn't know what to say. That's why I lied. And she was like, fucking losing her mind. She's like, what? You just said that someone, she's like, I thought someone died. And I was like, yeah, I was trying to make it seem like that. Like she fucking loved. And then, yeah, I think now going forward, that's someone I can have as an ally to be like, but not everyone knows. I think you guys probably experienced this. Like, in comedy, we meet so many people. Like, and I try as best I can, but sometimes in a night, again, like usually under alcohol, I'm like, wait, what's your name? And then sometimes people get so, they're like, we met 7 years ago. And I'm like, well, fuck.
Yeah.
Well, I want to tell you something that'll make you feel a little bit better.
Thank you.
So we, last year, it was one of our bad behavior shows. A good friend of mine who I've known for 10 plus years, she has recently gotten married, and I've met her husband at least twice. And so they came up after the show, and I was like, it's so good to see you, bleeping this name. I was like, so good to see you. And then my friend came up, and I was just like, oh, so-and-so, this is her husband. And that's all I said. And then I was just like, yeah, I just stood there.
Whoa,
yeah.
That's good. That's like taking down the patriarchy. Just call him husband.
Yeah,
I just said, here's her husband. But what was so funny is, he was like, he said to me, so I think he kind of knew, he said back to me, it was like, so great meeting you tonight. I was like, well, fuck my ass.
Said that to you?
To me. And I was like,
you've already met.
So.
Oh my God.
I guess it was tit for tat.
I thought you were going to say he forgot your name, because I feel like that would be such a straight man thing to do, to be like, this is my wife has friends. I sometimes feel, and I like love a lot of my friends' husbands, but sometimes I feel like they're like, my wife's crazy little friends. And I'm like, what the hell? Like, you know what I mean? I'm like the non-married like bitch in the group, and I'm always like, fucking fuck you. And they're like, whoa. They're like, this is why you're not married. And I'm like, I'll kill you, like, for no reason. Like, they're very chill, but I'll just be like, you think I'm just a little idiot, don't you? They're like, no.
I feel like I've almost been having the kind of recently kind of the reverse situation of this, is that so I went to school in Los Angeles, then I moved to New York for 6 years, then I moved back. And so I've been here like whatever, a year or two. So I'm like running into a lot of people I kind of went to college with sometimes, but in my head, I'm like, they have no memory of me. So yeah. I've actually been like, anywhere I go, I'm like, oh, I'm Sterling, by the way. Like, I'm always reintroducing myself just in case, because I'm like, you probably have forgotten. And people are actually getting offended. But I'm like, I'm always just trying to give my name out there just to help in case, which like I always appreciate, but it's almost kind of been backfiring on me because they now think I've forgotten, but I'm like, no, but I thought you'd forget me.
No, they shouldn't be mad at you. You're just trying to like, because there's,
I'm trying to help.
And I'm the proof that a lot of people forget people's names, and that's how I wear my name on a necklace, which does seem like I'm dead, but it's
so you can
problem.
Remember it.
Yes, I can go. They're like, who are you? I'll be like, right. I am Maggie.
Right.
Exactly.
Right.
I just think it's like, as we get older, we just add so many people every weekend, even to our roster of people we've met. And it's hard to remember
it's
all
hard.
Of them. Especially if they don't have social media. If you don't have a social media, I can stalk right away.
Yeah, it's like, we can't remember your name.
Who are you?
Now, I do have a pertinent question.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Now, is this an affliction you were aware of prior to this incident of forgetting names?
Yeah. Mm. Yes.
Okay.
1,000%. So I should have done something about it, but I didn't. And I still, to this day, I really am trying to do the repeating the name thing when I meet someone new now.
Yeah.
Of being like, okay. Oh, okay. Sterling and Blair. Oh, okay. Hi. Nice to meet you guys. Sterling Blair. And then everyone's kind of like, why did you say it twice? And I'm like, don't worry about it. It's for me. A little thing for me.
Did you have a fight with Molly that night prior to this? Maybe that's why she hung you out to dry.
No, I think I think a lot of people think, especially as a comedian, that I'm just like, I'm like outgoing and I'm an extrovert. I remember everything all the time. And that's like just not the case. But I think after I told her, she was like, I had no clue. She's like, I really thought something happened. And I'm like, so I need to get on another TV show quickly.
Yeah.
I'm an actress. But she like, yeah, I think she had no clue.
But also too, maybe Molly needs to invest in her friend.
Oh my God.
For what? Just to jump
just
in
know.
There?
Know when her friend is struggling.
Yeah. Whoa.
You know? You were struggling right. And in that moment. She was like, ha.
This is crazy, girl.
Well, that would be pointing a lot. Yeah. Well, something just jumped to mind. Maybe my last question of today is, okay, so you do you still follow them on Instagram, if you feel comfortable
yes.
saying?
And what's their handle?
No. have they ever posted? They came very nicely to your event in which they paid for tickets. Have they ever posted something? Maybe they're not obviously comedians, I don't know, but that was asking maybe anyone to come to something that they were doing and you have repaid the favor? Or have they not even given you the opportunity?
No, they're not comedians or any sort of artists that I could show up to something. And I would say the posting is mostly of them and the boyfriend. I don't follow the boyfriend, just the girl. And I feel like it's just her being like, "I'll on vacation." And I have, you know, thrown a hard eyes at it to be like, love it.
Okay, so you are interacting.
I do interact, yeah.
That's nice.
I do.
Okay.
Because now, especially her, will never, ever forget her name now. Could never.
Do you want to say it real quick just to make sure?
Oh my God.
Blair's trying to do a gotcha episode.
I'm scared.
Yeah, I guess that's the only little thing for me is, you know, they showed up for you in your time of need, right? They were helping to get those tickets. And it's like, obviously, you know, emphasizing an image on Instagram story is really big. And that can really change someone's day. But it's like, what else could you have potentially
if
done
they get
to
engaged,
salvage this situation?
If they get engaged,
you'll send
I'll say, I'll do stand-up at your
David
wedding.
Basket.
Oh.
Wait, did you say I'll show up at the wedding?
I said, I'll do stand up at the wedding.
Okay.
Oh, that's amazing.
I'll do a tight five at the wedding. Like
yeah. You'll do a tight five for free at the wedding?
For free at the wedding, yeah. Well, can I, if as long as I can be part of the open bar, if that's a problem, okay. No problem.
Well, Blair, what are you thinking?
Well, you know.
Good behavior, bad behavior.
I got to say, hearing your story, I felt a lot of empathy. And I could see the struggles on your face. And I think your friend threw you under the bus. I think you have a terrible friend. And you need to go to therapy. Yeah, I said it. Someone needed to. I think you need to go to therapy with her. If you want it. If you want to keep her in your life. That's totally up to you. I would say my only recommendation is maybe have a shirt that's made that says, I'm a little drunk. What's your name again?
Oh, that's really smart.
Oh.
And wear it to every show.
Wait, what if I get a new necklace?
What's your name?
Because then I can wear it with different outfits. I'm a little drunk.
Yeah.
And then the second part says, what's your name?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
So then really that beautiful. Way they'll be like, ha, 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 okay, it's me, Biff, you know. So it'll be like a bit. Yeah.
Yes.
And
but then
you can,
what if I'm like, are they doing bits or are they being serious?
Yeah. Doesn't matter. At that point, you got the name and that's all you need because you're never going to see these people again. And I'd say with that couple, you know, because I'm saying good behavior, but I think just to quell your sadness about it, send them a bouquet of flowers and just say, this is for you.
A year later, I'm like, what's your address?
One bouquet.
Just a bouquet. Wow. So I'm going to say good behavior because I think you saw the error of your ways and you attempted to fix it, even though you didn't quite. And you seem remorseful. So I'm saying good behavior.
Thank you so much. Okay. I really appreciate that.
You're welcome.
Well, this is a tricky one.
Oh, no.
You know, one of,
go with
one
your
of
heart,
the hardest,
please. Don't
one
be
of
scared.
The hardest stories we've ever gotten.
Go with God.
And, you know, I think I'm going to go back to basics today.
Okay.
And why do we do comedy? To make people laugh. To put them in a better mood.
Yeah.
And I bet this amazing couple, obviously they were there to support you, but they probably needed a little lightness to their day, right? They wanted a little giggle. They wanted to leave that venue feeling a little better than when they entered.
Wait, are you saying they're having trouble within the relationship?
No, I'm not saying that.
It could be.
I don't know what's going on between them, but they seem to be doing amazing. So they were coming to that, right? And you did. You gave them, I'm sure, an amazing show. They laughed. And then the thing I'm having a hard time with is after the show, they have this gorgeous feeling in their heart, right?
Yeah.
But all of a sudden, you get one of the scariest texts of your life, right? You are saying something really bad's happened. Their hearts are racing. All their laughs that they've had for the last hour, gone immediately. They're
oh
stressed.
Oh, my God.
They're stressed. They're like, she's not even telling us what's going on. I thought we were, like, good enough friends. She would feel comfortable maybe telling us, like, you know, what's going on. She's not being vulnerable. She's actually immediately left the situation. They get to their car. They're driving home. They're like, all we want was a fun night, but now we feel weird. We're really scared for our dear friend, who we remember her name because we went to her comedy show. And it's like, that whole night, all they wanted was to leave a little lighter and brighter, and they left potentially
that's
stressed.
That's true. That is very true.
And
really
so
true.
Did you fulfill the comedy need that is in the dictionary of what we're supposed to be doing? I don't know. And so that's why I think, unfortunately, today I'm going bad behavior.
And like, I hate to rub salt in the wound, but have you checked their social media lately? Are they still together? Maybe that was like the beginning of the end. You know?
I'll check right now. Yeah.
They didn't have the last
phone charging, but I know they just went on a vacation together. So I'm don't
okay,
think
so
they broke up on the vacation.
1 year later, I don't think it's on your back.
I don't think, well, but I do agree that they probably were like, let's go get Taco Bell after the show. And then when I ruined their night, they were like, what if this person had a heart attack? We can't be eating Taco Bell. Like, let's like,
right.
I
They're
get
like, that
it.
Would
yeah.
be rude.
But
yeah.
Thank you for saying Taco Bell. I love Taco Bell.
Me too, honey. Oh my God. Too much.
Well, Maggie, we've come to a famous split decision that rarely happens on this podcast. And so when that does happen, we ask our guests to make a final plea. If you believe you should be deemed good, make a plea for that. And if you think you should be deemed bad and be punished once and for all, you can make your final plea for that and try to sway either Blair and I. You have 30 seconds, which is a very short amount of time.
Okay.
So, Blair.
Your time begins now.
Oh. I think I'm gonna be a true girl. I think I was bad behavior. As much as I wanted to be good behavior, okay. I think that people came to my show. We followed on Instagram. It was enough things that I should have known their names, or I should have, my niece is screaming. Okay. I should have known that.
She's upset about
She's upset.
Being
she knows it's bad behavior. I should have known to like, or just suck it up and be like, oh my God, I'm sorry. I'm blanking on your names in the moment. I should not have made them think that someone
Your
died.
Time is up.
Wow. That was amazing.
My niece absolutely screaming. Did you hear it?
She's like, no!
Okay, good. She screamed loud. And then my dad was like, stop!
That's good.
Oh my God.
Well, Blair, did that sway you? Or how did you
I mean, absolutely. I didn't even think about the other couple. I just thought about the terrible friend.
I know.
But the couple.
Right, you were really focused on the friend.
I know. I was focusing on the wrong thing. And for that, I apologize.
No,
and I will
okay.
say, yeah. You Bad were behavior. Terrible. Bad behavior.
Thank you. Thank you.
Well, You're Maggie, welcome. You have unfortunately officially been deemed
bad behavior.
It's tough.
And, but we just have a little punishment today. It's okay. not anything too cruel.
Okay. Okay.
That we think will absolve you of your guilt from this situation once and for all. You don't even have to send a basket. You don't even have to do stand up. You just have to read this tiny little punishment.
Yeah.
Today.
It's just an admission of guilt, if you will.
Admission of guilt. Okay.
Yeah.
Really? Bad behavior? I only came on here today because I was bumped from being a guest on Call Her Daddy for frickin' Kamala Harris. Not only am I on a way less popular podcast, but you also deem me bad? This is messed up. So don't you dare call me Maggie. Going forward, it's Marguerite to you. Sweetie.
Wow.
Yeah.
I can't believe you were almost on that podcast. That would have been really huge for
I
your
know.
Career. A different demographic, I'm sure.
It would have been life changing ultimately.
Wow, this day really did take a turn.
Yeah,
this did take a turn. I'm glad that we
now I have to tell my niece about this. She's not going to like that.
I'm sure she got wind of it. We heard the screaming. Yeah.
Wow. Well, do you feel absolved of your guilt today, Maggie?
I do feel a lot better. Thank you so much. And
okay,
I think going forward, I'm gonna send a lot of bouquets when I forget names.
That's good.
1-800-Flowers. They are not a sponsor. Just a big fan.
We're hoping. Fingers crossed.
Fingers crossed, yeah.
Well, before you wrap up this episode, Maggie, can you tell listeners where they can follow you, find you any upcoming shows or projects to plug?
Yes. I am at Saggy Splinters, Saggy with an I-E, on Instagram, TikTok, Twitter. I'm not really on there anymore. But November 8th, I'm doing a show with my friend Parker Callahan. Please come. It's at Union Hall and it will be fun, I think, if you know.
And you know what will be fun? It'll be the ultimate test. I'm going to come up to you after the show and be like, hey, good to see you again. And I'm just going to stand there and I'm going to wait.
I'm so scared for you. She's going to have to cancel her show.
No.
Because she's like, I can't have this interaction.
I'll be
happen.
Like, take a guess.
I'm ready. Come at me.
And that's our show. Thanks so much for listening today.
We absolutely hate to do this. We hate it.
But it would mean the world to us if you can subscribe to the podcast wherever you get podcasts, rate and review.
Follow us at Bad Behavior NYC on Instagram and TikTok. Thanks again for listening.
And remember, whatever your moral status, we are always here to judge.
Bye. Bye.
Do you think that was good?